Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. How to teach your child to learn from their mistakes. Yeah, this is an amazing topic. I'm so glad you're here today, and I know you're going to want to go grab a pencil and paper, but I'm going to tell you, don't worry about it. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to give you a link, and that link is for a free downloadable PDF. It's going to give you the information that you needed to write down today in order to help you be a more impactful parent. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, my story is going to start with my daughter crying. Mom, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. And in between her loud sobs, she rocks her body back and forth, trying to soothe herself. What am I going to do? She asks herself out loud, but no one answers. She's alone in her room, actually, trying to get up the nerve to call me and tell me that she messed up again. Because kids make mistakes, and the last thing you want is for your child to be afraid to come to you when they need you the most. Yet many parents scold their children when they find out that their child screwed up. And over time, that scolding instills fear. As children get older, their mistakes can have more significant consequences, like car accidents, drug use, pregnancy. The list goes on. But no matter what the mistake might be, whether it's big or small, we want our children to come to us for help, so they don't have to face adversity alone. So how do we establish a relationship with our children strong enough so that they won't shy away from calling our phones when they need our help? And this actually comes down to trust. Your child has to trust you. If your response to mistakes is anger and yelling and punishment, then it's natural for your child to fear your wrath, right? Now, I'm not saying there shouldn't be consequences. I'm also not saying that you shouldn't be angry or disappointed. The consequences of behaviors are usually essential, and anger is a natural response also. But we must be careful how we respond to our children's mistakes, because how we respond establishes how our children will handle mistakes for their whole life. Children afraid to make mistakes don't take risks, and they spend their life hiding. They lose out on valuable experiences, and children who don't learn from their mistakes will repeat those mistakes over and over again. So it's my belief we need to help our children navigate through mistakes so that they can learn from them and then better themselves. Now, don't let that parent guilt sit in. If you're that parent who's listening to this right now and thinking, oh, I always yell at my kid every time they make a bad choice or a mistake, you have to give yourself grace. Moving forward, this is how we learn to parent a little bit better every day. And moving forward, we're going to implement some of these tips I'm going to give you, and the relationship with your child, I hope, will grow stronger so that when they're in a tough situation, you don't want your child to think, oh, crap, my parents are going to kill me. Instead, the goal is to have them think, oh, no, I'm in trouble. I got to call mom and dad right now. That's what we want. And remember, if you are a parent that yells a lot at your kids, it was most likely because your upbringing, that's how your parents parented you. You probably made a mistake and your parents yelled at you and probably sent you to a room and gave you a punishment. Yeah, we parent how we know, how our parents used to parent us. It's natural. But here we go, moving forward, we're learning how to be better, more impactful parents now. So let's get to these tips. All right. These are the things you're going to say to your child when they make a mistake. These techniques should be used when your child is young and then reinforced over and over and over again as they grow into adulthood. It's never too late to start though. Okay, tip number one, don't freak out. Yeah, this is tough, but if you freak out when your child confides in you, then you will lose their trust. So you need to practice controlling your emotions and staying calm. If you need to walk away for a little bit so that you can process the mistake that your child just did or what just happened, and then tell them, hey, I need to walk away from this for a moment. I'm coming right back to you. Just give me a second to process this. Verbalize it to them. Tell them those words. Walk away. Calm yourself down. Get out all the anger and frustration that you're probably going to have from whatever mistake they just made. And then when you're feeling calmer, go back to your child and now start processing through some of these other tips I'm about to give and start going through, okay, what happened? What can we do? But don't freak out. It's so important. I know it's hard, but if you freak out, your child is not going to trust you. So that brings me to tip number two. When you do start to talk about things, don't say, I told you. Yeah, even if you warn them of the consequences for their choices and they still didn't listen, you can't say, I told you so. Being right is not the goal here. Instead, the goal should be to support them in learning from their wrong choice. This is not a competition to prove that you're right and they are wrong. Showing that they are wrong doesn't teach them any better behavior. All right, tip number three. Don't ask questions like, how could you have done that? You know better. Or, why did you do that? I know, it is tough, but these questions don't teach your child anything either. In fact, you're likely to get the response, oh, I don't know. Or maybe they'll just give you excuses for their behavior. So don't even ask those questions. They don't serve anyone. Instead, go to tip number four, which is listen to understand and find meaning in their actions. Don't listen for their wrongdoing. Instead, listen for understanding. And I'm going to go into this a lot deeper here in just a moment on how you can do that. But let's get to tip number five. Establish that you are a safe space and a place for support. This goal is to create trust and security with your child. And by working with them through all of these tips and the tips that I'm about to give, continue to give to you, you are going to be creating that place of support and security. And then tip number six, lastly, help them find solutions and learn the lesson from the mistakes so that you can figure out, what does this mistake teach you? Now, how do parents listen to understand, establish safety, and help their children learn from their mistakes? The answer is, you need to ask the right questions. This is the secret sauce formula. You must ask the right questions. It's perfect. Questions that search for meaning and understanding and enables you to explore solutions together. What kind of questions is that, Christina? You might be asking. Don't worry, I won't leave you hanging. Here is where this free PDF is going to come into play. I'm going to tell you some questions to ask your child, and then you can change them to make them more age appropriate to fit your household. I also highly suggest printing them out and keeping them handy so that you can use them the next time your child makes a mistake. All right, start by asking them, how did it come to this? What events led up to this mistake that influenced your decision-making? And once you ask a question, sit back and listen. Don't listen to respond, listen to understand. The next question you want to ask is, did you expect this thing to happen? What did you think the outcome would be? You may be surprised on some of these answers. Ask them, Would you change anything that you did? Would you change anything that happened if you could? This is where you're starting to get your child to think about alternative things that they could have done, better choices they could have made, and seeing, could that have been a better outcome? So again, you're putting the ball into their court, and this is where some of the learning magic really happens. And then ask them, did anyone influence you? Or did you come to these choices all on your own? This is a really important question because a lot of times kids do not think about what influenced their decision or who influenced their decision. Kids are, they have tunnel vision, let's put it that way. And by nature, they're kind of selfish. So they do think primarily of their own. And they don't think about all the other factors that probably went into the decisions and the choices that they make and the environment they chose to be in. This is where this question really starts picking at that so they can see how one little choice creates a domino effect of other things that are about to happen. And then ask your child, how has this changed you? What have you learned from this experience? All right, this is where you're getting your child to think about, okay, what's the lesson here? And then ask them lastly, what can we do next time to either prevent this from happening again or to handle the situation better? So now, if the situation presents itself again, they have an action plan. And you'd be surprised. You can think, okay, this is not going to happen again. It will. Or something similar could happen again. And now they've processed the experience with you, so they'll be much more better prepared to make better choices in the future. See, the right questions allow your child to process their mistakes and then learn from them. You couple this with a parent who isn't yelling at them, but instead listening to their side of the story, and now you have created an environment for your child to rise above their errors and be a better person. Children can't do this alone. They need you. They need your support. And they need your guidance to grow. So, your homework, go to theimpactfulparent.com/learning questions. And that's where you're going to find this free PDF that you can download as many times as you want for all those questions that you should be asking your child when they get into a sticky situation. And they need to learn from either their experience or their choice or whatever happened. Those are the questions that are going to get them really thinking. And I can't tell you how amazing it is to have your child look to you for support. And when they are in trouble, run to you first. That's the goal. And you can do it with these questions, parents. I know you can. You got this. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.